interesting, informative, and all in the name of better health. This is the Scope Health Sciences Radio.
It's the month of November, or as some people know it, Movember. Have you heard of Movember, Dr. Miller?
No, Scott. What is Movember? That's a new one to me.
Movember is where men go clean shaven on November 1st, and then they grow mustaches throughout the month, and it's to raise awareness for men's health issues. Why am I getting this look from you?
Well, I think I was watching the Boston Red Sox, and all those guys have beards, so maybe it's Sox month. I don't know. All I know is if I try to grow a mustache, I get told to shave it. About a week into it.
Well, so. Most guys do, and that's the whole point, is it creates conversation. So,
all right, okay. So
today I wanted to talk about, it's all about raising awareness for men's health issues, and I wanted to talk to you about, as a physician, what do you think kind of the most important men's health issues are that men should know about? You know, this is stuff we don't talk about, so we're going to talk about it now.
Yeah, well, on this show, we've talked about high blood pressure, and we've talked about cholesterol, but I guess if there was one thing for men to think about from a health perspective, this month, I would say, think about BMI.
BMI, body mass index.
Body mass index. And what is body mass index? Well, body mass index is a good way to assess your proper weight given your height, okay? You can go online and Google BMI, and a number of websites will come up, so you can quickly calculate your BMI. Now, a normal BMI is between 18 and 25. And if you're in that range, in general, that is a healthy weight for you. So what's the problem with having a high BMI?
What's the big deal? This seems kind of boring.
Well, as you know, there's an epidemic of obesity in this country. Oh. And so when you get to have, when BMIs are above 30, 35, 40, as they increase, so do your health problems. Hypertension increases, your risk of diabetes increases. It's really tough on your joints, your hips, and your knees over long periods of time. So for many reasons, I think men, if they want to focus on one thing to stay healthy in the long run, track your BMI. If you're not between 18 and 25, find ways to get into that range, meaning usually a good weight loss program. But then the second thing would be to exercise consistently. Shoot for 7 days a week. If you get five in, that's perfect. And then work out half hour to 45 minutes a day, and even more if you have time. Meaning, you can walk, you can trot, you can swim. You don't have to be a marathoner. You know, you don't have to do ultra sports to meet that definition, but you should do something active.
I think a lot of people, men especially, think there's the two extremes. Like, they're the guys that are sitting on the couch, and then they're the guys that think in order to be healthy and in shape, you got to do all this.
You got to do it. That's a man thing. If I don't do it 100%, then it's not worth doing.
But a walk is great. A half hour walk is great. Take
your
dog
out. It's perfect. It's easy on the joints. If you have joint problems, then it still counts. So I would say, you know, I could say, well, you know, you should check your blood pressure. We've talked about that. You should know what your cholesterol count is. All true, but tell you what, you should keep your weight within the right realm between that BMI of 18 and 25. You know, the one thing I tell people is, I ask them, what did you weigh in high school? In general, what you weighed in the first or second year of high school is generally what your BMI should be.
Really?
Yeah.
Not plus a few extra pounds?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Some people, it's on the outside, but in general. So I would say track the BMI.
All right. Quick question about BMI. Is it accurate insofar as what if somebody's really muscular and dense?
Oh, that's a really good question. So that's true. If you're really muscular, if you're a muscular athlete and you're working out a lot,
then you kind of know it anyway.
You kind of know it anyway. On the other side, it's for ethnic race groups that have thin bones or they tend to be a little bit smaller, it overestimates sometimes. And so you have to make considerations for that. But in general, it's a pretty darn good measure, and it's a simple measure to do.
Pretty decent accurate.
And given the fact that, 30% of our country is now obese, or 25 to 30%, you really should know your BMI, and you should target yourself to a BMI between 18 and 25.
All right, there you go, Mo Bros. That's what they call.
Well, you can't count the weight of your mustache towards the BMI. So if you shave your mustache, it's not going to cut your BMI very much.
All right, there you go. From Dr. Tom Miller from University of Utah Hospital, the thing that you should be most concerned about as a man, your BMI, because so many other health concerns
revolve around that.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good enough, Scott. Thank you.
We're your daily dose of science,
conversation,
medicine. This is The Scope.
University of Utah Health Sciences Radio.